Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Wednesday, May 25th. You know what that means? It is the start of Mule Days. That's right, the biggest event in the Eastern Sierra. Should be pretty darn cool, if you ask me. Here's a little something that was written up, and I'll read it for you. The trucks are unloaded and the RVs unpacked. The mules are in their stalls or out in the ring. The only thing missing is you. Come join us for the 52nd annual Bishop Mule Day celebration. We can't wait to show you all the fun-filled activities and entertainment we have to share. You don't want to miss out, so come on down. Are you coming to Mule Days? Don't miss a chance to see Susie Bogus, talented songstress whose soulful songs cover a range of country, western, bluegrass, and Americana. Susie's new album, Lucky, is her own personal interpretation of the songs of the great Merle Haggard. For a sneak peek of Susie's music and downloadable albums, you can find a link at Susie Bogus' official website, and that link will be at easternsierranow.com. Tickets available at the Mule Days ticket booth at the main entrance to the Tri-County Fairgrounds or call 760-872-4263. Looking for a fun weekend away or a staycation? Stop by the Mule Days ticket booth at the main entrance to the Tri-County Fairgrounds for mule show tickets, RV parking, or concert tickets. So many fun things to do, all free, including vendors, junior packer events, mule shows, parades, art shows. Join us this year as we make mine a mule. You'll have the best family fun of the year right here in Bishop, California. Check out our souvenir store in the Floriculture Building at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. You'll find everything you need to keep you in the Mule Day spirit all year long. Check out some of our goodies here, Mule Day Shop. Link is at Eastern Sierra Now. Don't forget to pick up your souvenir Mule Days magazine, chock full of photos, mules, people, and all the information you could want to get the most out of your visit to Mule Days. Sales on the fairgrounds and in businesses around town. Sales benefit the Inyo Mono 4-H Council, by the way, so that's pretty awesome. Hey, you know what? I think we should go check out our advertisers really quick, and we'll get back to some Mule Days.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
Okay, we are here with Supervisor Jen Rozier, and she is a part of Mule Days and going to explain to us what's going on. Jen, how's it going?
Hey, Jesse, it's going great. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, this should be a pretty cool Mule Days. What's special going on this year?
Hey, you know what? Mule Days has always got a lot of good things happening. And one of the things, though, is we like to stick to what works. And what works is our mule shows. We have packing events, which are the kind of the premier attraction of this Bishop Mule Days. I don't know if people know around here that there are Mule Days events all over the country, but none of them have the backdrop of our amazing Eastern Sierra or these packing events. Or the big event, of course, is our 20 mule team that makes its appearance every year at Mule Days. So that's two neat things. And of course, we have lots of fun things going on. We've got fun events for the kids, all free. We've got mule shows going on all week, all free. We've got our big paid show, which are ticketed shows, so people do want to have a ticket Friday night, Saturday afternoon after the parade, and then Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon.
Oh, that sounds like a blast. Why don't we talk to Amy Cutright? She's there as well, right? And she is the entertainment person?
Yeah. So got our entertainment chairman, Amy, right here. So I'm going to put her on. She's Amy? Third generation Mule Days volunteer. Yeah, she gets the job done. So she's our entertainment chairman, and I'm going to let her tell you about our concert coming up tomorrow night. Take it away, Amy.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Amy. So tell me about this concert.
All right, so tomorrow night, Thursday, we have Susie Bogus. We have tickets still available for our meet and greet, which will start at 5:30. Otherwise, doors will open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. Besides the big concert tomorrow, which you will need to purchase tickets for, we will have some complimentary entertainment out on the Coso Energy stage starting Friday, which will start after the Mule Museum live auction, which will be from 2 to 4. We have Giacomo Timbrello and John and Betsy Elliott playing Friday starting at 4:30 and playing until the evening show in the main arena starts. Saturday, starting at 4:30, we have Alameda Bradshaw and Scott Tonnelson. And then Sunday, after the 4 o'clock veteran show in the main arena, we will have Larry Maurice and Dave Steamy playing on the Coso Energy stage. We also have Cowboy Church, which will start at 10 a.m., and that will be in the Charlie Brown.
Awesome. Sounds like you guys have packed a full Mule Days events in. Like, have you pulled your hair out yet?
Oh, it's a couple times. We still have a little bit left, but it's been a very exciting event.
It grows back.
It'll grow back for next year.
Yes, and we it's been great to see people we haven't been able to see, you know, for even a year or more due to COVID. So starting this weekend, if you're unable to make it down for whatever reason, we will have a live stream for our main shows over the weekend. You can find those links on our website at muledays.org.
That's awesome. It sounds like you guys have everything covered. So it sounds like all we need to do is go down there and enjoy.
Hey, Jesse, I wanted to tell you as well, there's something really special. You know, like Amy said, Mule Days is all about gathering together with our friends and family.
Yeah.
Many of us, you know, it's like a family reunion, whether you come from the Eastern Sierra or from anywhere in the country. But one of the things that we do celebrate here, because this is Memorial Day weekend, is we have a veterans tribute Sunday night in our Sunday afternoon show that starts at 4 o'clock. And we do a tribute to our veterans. It's because of our veterans who have served our country that we have the opportunity to gather here and celebrate. So just after that 4 o'clock show gets started, we do a tribute to our veterans that will kind of blow your patriotic socks off. How about that?
Oh, that is awesome. And couldn't agree more. That is wonderful that you guys do that. And I'm not even wearing socks. I have flip-flops on, so it's really going to blow mine.
There you go. Easily done. Well, and we want to make sure that veterans know that entrance is free for them and their families on the Sunday afternoon show. We'll have tickets available at the ticket booth, or people can contact me or the Mule Days office. So
that is fantastic. Jen, thank you so much for your time today. And everybody, get out there and check out Mule Days.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you.
All right, thanks. So there was a bill funding fentanyl awareness, and it was for grants. It passes unanimously on the assembly floor. Legislation to create a new grant program to educate people about the dangers of the fentanyl overdose crisis was approved unanimously today on the assembly floor. AB 2365 would provide funding for 6 pilot projects within local government agencies to increase awareness and education about the dangers of fentanyl. Assemblyman Patterson has requested $3 million in total to fund the 6 projects. The exact amount of each grant will be determined at a later date. Over the last 2 years, Fresno County's law enforcement, education, and health leaders collaborated to fund billboard campaigns, run PSAs at local movie theaters, radio ads, TikTok videos, and work collaboratively with mental health professionals sharing the very real dangers of fentanyl. AB 2365 moves to the Senate for further hearings. Excellent work on that. People need to know more about that. That is a awful, awful drug. Yesterday we mentioned, but I just wanted to point out again, that Cal Fire has put out a proclamation suspending burn permits and open burning. As of now, you're only allowed to have campfires in designated areas in campgrounds. That's it. Everywhere else, you will be fined and ticketed. There's too much fire danger going on out there. So just remember that. You cannot do that, and they are stopping burn permits. You're not going to get permits to go burn your piles, you know, limbs and stuff. So just be aware that's what's going on. Eastern Sierra Pride has some upcoming events and they need volunteers. So they are tabling at Inyo Council for the Arts, Arts and Crafts Festival this long Memorial Day weekend in Bishop City Park. And they need volunteers to help staff the table. Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Monday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Even if you can only commit a few hours, they'll take it. It's a great way to learn more about what they're doing and to hear the positive comments and support they receive firsthand. It's just around the corner, June 4th through 5th. That's right, the Eastern Sierra Pride Festival. You can get your tickets at, I think it's easternsierrapride.com. There's a link at Eastern Sierra now. You can get it there. But that should be an interesting event. They're putting a lot of effort into it, and everybody's pretty excited. So that'll be June 4th and 5th. So get your tickets now so you can head out and check that out and support the Pride organizations. They have some meetups. They're in Mono County. And today at 6 p.m. at the Mammoth Brewing Company. So tonight, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the beer cellar, they will be meeting to discuss everything Pride related. That should be pretty fun. They also want some volunteers at the Pride Festival. So it'll be at the Tri-County Fairgrounds Thursday and Friday, June 2 and 3rd to help decorate. Saturday, June 4th, they need gate people to check in, prepaid, take new entrance fees, and apply wristbands. Sunday, June 5th, vendor coordination, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Help vendors find their space to set up, make sure they have everything they need. Gate, check people prepaid, again, apply wristbands. And then at the drag bingo event, set up decorations, attendee list, new entrance fees, handing out sheets, and doppers. There's a lot going on, and they would love your help. It's incredibly rewarding and so much fun. Here's a little bit of bad news, but I guess good news because they were caught. So a local man arrested on multiple felony charges. On May 24th, Inyo County Sheriff's Office attempted a pedestrian check on a male subject who was riding a possible stolen bicycle. The male subject, who was later identified as 36-year-old Daniel Montalvo, a Bishop resident, fled the deputy. After a short pursuit, Montalvo was detained and questioned. Montalvo admitted to having knowledge of the bicycle being stolen and admitted to recent burglaries within the Bishop area, including High Country Lumber, Caltrans, Owens Valley Paiute, Shoshone Cultural Center, and an RV storage lot. Montalvo was arrested for burglary, felony vandalism, felony possession of stolen property, possession of a controlled substance, obstructing an officer, and local arrest warrants. Montalvo was booked in the Inyo County Jail and is currently being held on $125,000 bail. And you think it couldn't get worse than that? Well, here it is. Local man arrested for possession of child pornography. In November of 2021, Inyo County Sheriff's Department received a cyber tip report from the Internet Crimes Against Children, the ICAC, Sacramento Valley High-Tech Crimes Task Force, regarding unknown suspects downloading child pornography in Inyo County. During the next several months, sheriff's investigators, with the assistance from ICAC and Bishop Police Department, investigated 18-year-old Omar Mendoza Solario, a Bishop resident. Mendoza Solario was arrested May 24th for knowingly being in possession or control of child pornography. Mendoza Solario was booked into the Inyo County Jail and is currently being held on $100,000 bail. Well, glad they caught those guys. Okay, that is gonna do it for Eastern Sierra Now today. Remember to get out there and look for our app. It is, in fact, in the hands of Apple at this point. Remember, it's just an iPhone app currently. The Android one is done, but it takes a little bit different of a strategy to post it out to Android phones, and we do not have that expertise yet. We are currently learning. So it could be a week or two, maybe more, maybe less, but we will get the Android app up and available. But currently, iPhone is in the hands of Apple. As soon as they say, yes, the app is good to go, it will be in your app store. All you have to do is go to Eastern Sierra Now on your app store and download it. There will be links at easternsierranow.com as well as flyers around town and stuff. We really want to get this out there and make sure everybody knows this is available. I have it on my phone. It is awesome. All you got to do is just click the button. Boom. There you go. All the news, all the restaurant reviews, all the entertainment, everything that's happening is right there. So simple for you to find, all in one place. It's going to change the world, I say. All right, we're going to give a quick shout out to our patrons, Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomato Head, and Margaret. Thank you all so much. Because of your contributions to the show and to local news, we were actually able to create that app, and that's going to be magnificent. So thank you all so much. If you're interested in getting on Patreon, go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow or go to EasternSierraNow.com where you can just click on Become a Patron. And from there, you can find many attractive tiers that offer you different benefits as far as helping local news survive and get out there and grow. So that's what we're all about. So I'm going to head out to Mule Days and check some stuff out, maybe get a corn dog. You guys should do the same. You know you want it. Beer's always colder at Mule Days for some reason. Huh. I'll have to ask about that. Anyway, you guys have a good one.